Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz specifically this week because she's standing in for Google and Poopy. We talk about Zynga Kunta. Now, Zynga, Meta came out with glasses, I think about a year ago, right? They Ray-Ban glasses. You can wear them and then obviously they record, etc. so on. And when you watch the video back, it's from the person's point of view. It comes as no surprise now that Mark Zuckerberg has gone and bought a stake in the parent company that makes Ray-Bans.
Yeah, very good morning, Sizwe. This is the World Team and our Kaya959 listeners. So Meta has bought a 3% stake in EssilorLuxottica. That's the parent company of Ray-Ban, as you've said. That's valued at about $3.5 billion. You may remember the news that the company teamed up with Oakley to release AI-powered smart glasses just last month. And what you're talking about, those Ray-Ban Meta glasses, which can take photos and look up information, have been on sale since 2023.
Okay, well, let's see how it goes. Let's speak maybe about local news. And this has been an ongoing trend. We've seen a lot of companies delist from the JSC. I'm not quite sure if it's because it's too strenuous for them, but I don't know. I mean, it's an open market system. You want to raise money, surely.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the behind the scenes of what people are saying. What I can say is that AH Vest, which owns All Gold Tomato Sauce and also makes sauces for Pick and Pay and I think Checkers, they're going to be delisting from the JSC because they say the listing requirements are no longer suiting them. And because they weren't seeing good returns from their share price, other companies that are delisting this year is AO Technologies, Dr. Iqbal Survey's company, and Trencor, which follow African Rainbow Capital, which has also left the JSC a few months ago. Let's look at the markets quickly, Sizwe. Speaking of the JSE, we'll start in the US, where markets were lower at the closing bell. The Dow Jones lost 0.4%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite both ended flat. Markets in Asia are mixed in early trade today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is down by 0.7%. Japan's Nikkei is about 0.1% higher, and the mainland Shanghai Composite is up 0.3%. The JSE was mainly weaker at the closing bell yesterday. Currencies in the last hour, the rand was trading at 17 rand and 78 cents to the dollar, 24 rand and 12 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 rand and 81 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at around $108,505. When we're looking at commodities, gold's trading at $3,295 an ounce, platinum at $1,345 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $70.04. I leave it there for now. I will see you at 6 p.m. on Kaya Biz tonight.
Thank you very much. Zynga Kunta, they're holding down Kaya Biz this whole week.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.